Seven hells, Robert swore. Do I have to do it myself? Piss on the both of you. Pick it up. Don't just stand there gaping, Lancel. Pick it up.
The lad jumped, and the king noticed his company.
Look at these oaths, Ned. My wife insisted I take these two to squire for me, and they're worse than useless. Can't even put a man's armour on properly. Squires, they say? I say, they're swineherd, dressed up in silk.
Ned only needed a glance to understand the difficulty. The boys are not at fault, he told the king. You're too fat for your armour, Robert. Robert Baratheon took a long swallow of beer, tossed the empty horn onto his sleeping furs, wiped his mouth with the back of his hand, and said darkly,
"Fat? Fat, is it? Is that how you speak to your king?"
He let go his laughter, sudden as a storm.
"Damn you, Ned, why are you always right?"
The squires smiled nervously until the king turned on them.
"You, yes, both of you. You heard the hand? The king is too fat for his armour. Go find Sir Aaron Sanigar. Tell him I need the breastplate stretcher. Now, what are you waiting for?"
The boys tripped over each other in the haste to be quit of the tent. Robert managed to keep a stern face until they were gone. Then he dropped back in his chair, shaking with laughter.